Despite a new image, North Korea kills two more Christians. A rape case is on the fast track in the courts of India. We'll find out what one ministry thinks of this. And is religious hostility on the rise or the decline? We'll answer that question and many more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Despite unveiling a friendlier North Korea for 2013, Christians are seeing something entirely different. Open Doors' Paul Esterbrook says,
"Our co-workers just today have reported to us that they have definite confirmation of the death of two Christians in North Korea at the hands of the government.
Both had escaped to China, but decided to return home, where one died in a labor camp and the other was shot by a border guard. You might be wondering, if they got out, why'd they go back?
When Christians go back to North Korea, they become the greatest communicators of the gospel that you could have. I mean, these are human beings whose lives have been changed and whose outlook on life has changed dramatically, and they want to share it with others. So the gospel still goes forward in this land.
Pray, will you?
Pray for their boldness, for their walk with the Lord, that they can continue and that will continue and therefore overflow into the lives of other people.
Meanwhile, five men accused in December's New Delhi rape case face trial today. One will be tried in juvenile court. MNN's Katie Harth has more.
Last month, a young woman in India was severely raped and beaten by six men on a bus, and she later died. The crime brought global attention to India, and if her attackers are convicted, they could face the death penalty. Lindsay Ackerman with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
India's leaders are really concerned about how their response appears to the outside world.
Read the full history of this case at missionnetworknews.org. Mission India's literacy program helps prevent this type of violence.
Women in India, they're used to being treated like second-class citizens, so it's kind of a mind-blowing concept that God loves them and values them.
Pray that more women would find salvation through Jesus Christ.
We would love it if people just joined us in praying and lifting up India's women.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
This is Mission Network News. 75% of the world's population lives in areas hostile to religion. MNN's Lindsay Gamage has details in this report.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christians get the most harassment out of the five religions in the report. Tom Eliff, president of the International Mission Board, asks,
"Does that mean that we're going to pull in our dauber and go back home and say, well, let's find the 25% that are friendly to us, or are we going to find creative ways to share the gospel with people who are in this dark, broken world?"
The stakes are higher for the world's population.
They are dying at the rate of 2 per second. Now, that means an entire city disappears from this globe every 24 hours. And many of them right now, 1.27 billion of these people could die without ever hearing the name of Jesus.
The IMB is mobilizing the gospel to reach people in these hostile areas. Last year, they saw nearly 30,000 churches planted. Pray for their mission. Lindsay Gamage, Mission Network News.
In other news, a mission team is taking sabers to Nepal next month. And if your mind went to Star Wars, you're thinking of something entirely different. Vision Beyond Borders calls their solar-powered MP3 players sabers. These sabers play the Bible in audio. Roughly half of Nepal's population can read, so God's word in audio is important. The team wants to bring more sabers for this trip, but they need funds. You can help at our website. And finally, young Russian believers are sharing their faith with followers of Islam. Students and teachers of an Operation Mobilization Discipleship program visited two markets recently where many Central Asians work. Students chatted with people, gave out books, and shared about Christ. Islam is a dominant religion in Central Asia, and many Muslims came to Russia to find work, so pray that this outreach would draw many people into a relationship with Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the book Clay in the Potter's Hand by Dorothy Sun. This book tells you about Dorothy's life in a Chinese labor camp, torture for her faith, yet her drive to serve Christ. As you read her story, you'll be moved by how she risked it all to follow Christ. Get your free copy of Clay in the Potter's Hand by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.